Good Monday morning, my peeps. It's Yo Adrian Talks. And today I want to talk a little bit about finding an accountability partner. It seems easy, right? Everybody talks about how you just need somebody to keep you accountable. Just pick somebody, it'll be great. Well, I disagree. You need to think about a few things before you figure out who your accountability partner will be. And between my coaching of people and my own life experiences, I've seen a lot of things. And so I want to hit a few things on what can happen with accountability partners and how to avoid some of those things. So the first thing I want you to really think about is before, you're picking, a lot of us want to go straight to like a close friend, right? Because these are the people we trust that we love. But I want you to think about that because other people will hold you accountable, right? Like they're going to tell you like, oh, hey, you got to do XYZ, and hold you to that. Whereas a friend, if you say, well, I'm stressed and this is going on with my family or my kids or my husband or whatever, they're going to want you to be comfortable and happy, and they don't want to throw another thing at you. So they might let you off the hook, give you a little bit of a pass, right? And you can't have this with an accountability partner. It's not that your accountability partner won't understand that you have XYZ going on with your family or your friends or your kids or whatever, but you really need to think about the fact that you've got to find someone who's willing to push you a little. And a lot of times our closest friends may not do that. I know I had this experience because even my accountability that is a friend as well, we were like, you can't, we will not talk like unless you do these things, right? XYZ, these things we're going to do for our business. That's how we're going to hold each other accountable. Well, let me tell you what, you guys. We still talked even when we didn't do that because we were friends, right? Like I wasn't going to be like, no, I can't talk to you ever. So this is where the friendship thing, you might, if you pick somebody that you're really close to, I'm going to hit a couple of points about that. You're really going to have to work a little bit harder and watch things a little closer. A lot of people are like, well, if I don't pick a close friend, then what do I do? Okay, so first of all, you want to look around. Who's somebody you look up to? Who's somebody who does things that you're like, wow, look at that. She's amazing. I want to have these skills, or I want to sell like she sells, or I want to sponsor like she sponsors, or whatever it is. Look at people that you that inspire you, that do things that maybe you're afraid to do. Also, that have different skills than you, right? Like I am not a detail-oriented person, okay? So when you send me an email with a bunch of fine print, I can promise you I'm not going to read it, and that's a terrible thing for me. So I surround myself with people who do read the fine print, right? So I made sure that in my accountability partner, that they're a little bit more detailed oriented than I am, right? If you're not creative, find somebody who's more creative because what happens is then you can complement each other, right? There are skills that you have that they might not, and that they have that you might not. And those will help you to grow as a person and work with each other. Like somebody who's creative might be like, oh, what if you put this graphic together? And they help you put a graphic together or whatever. It's just amazing when you put two heads together that are different, how much can come out of it. I laughed all the time because my first real accountability partner, Laura Morris, she was amazing, but we were polar opposites. Like she was quiet, she went to bed early, she didn't go out and party and hang out with her friends like loud. She was quiet, but she was so inspirational. And her and I paired together, and we were the perfect mixture of like, I would plan the fun things and get people out, and she would kind of plan the training and the strategies, and we'd put all of it together. And so both of our teams thrived because we were using each other's strengths to help each other. So I really find it important for you to look for somebody that is not exactly like you, which is also sometimes where the friend thing comes in too, if you're surrounding yourself with people that are very similar to you. So the hardest part, right? So now you've picked somebody, you've decided to work together. The hardest part is you've got to be open to them holding you accountable, right? Like when they say, hey, why are you not doing these things? Or point out some things that you fell short in, or that, I remember one time again, Laura looked at me and she was like, hey, that person on your team is sitting over there You should probably go over there and see if she has questions. And I was just talking to everybody that was coming up and asking questions. I didn't even notice my team member, right? So you need somebody who points out some of those, I don't want to say character flaws, but it kind of was a character flaw. I was caught up in the moment and not really analyzing what was going on around me, which she was very good at. So her pointing that out, for a second, I was like, oh, ouch, like that didn't feel good. But honestly, that's what you need. You need somebody to open your mind and make you aware of the things that you are doing that may be inhibiting you from moving forward. So you've got to be open to this. And the hardest part of this is you can't hold it against them, right? You have to think about it. So I sat on that for a while and thought about it. And I've really changed a lot of my behaviors because of it. Of course, we could do what a lot of people do and get mad and be like, oh, that was really mean. Why'd you say that to me? But people who are your accountability partners, you've got to trust them. And you've got to know that they're just saying things to help you. And even if you don't want to change, like let's say I didn't want to, you can't hold it against them for just pointing something out. So this is one of the hardest steps, you guys. I'm not going to lie, because when you're falling short or you decided not to do something, when somebody says, why didn't you do it? We get a little defensive, and you got to leave the defensive out of it and know that that person is just trying to help you. Now the other hard part is when you pick someone, you got to make a plan. So whether you're going to talk weekly, biweekly, monthly, how you're going to hold each other accountable, we're going to message in between our calls, whatever you're going to do, you've got to talk and make that plan. Because if you just kind of throw it out there and see what happens, you're not going to really be holding each other accountable. And when you do this, I need you to really watch, because I deal with this a lot in my coaching, is that people find someone and all of a sudden they're always busy, or they have to miss a phone call because something comes up. And you know how I feel about the busy word. And I know the way of the world is becoming that way, but when you give a commitment, you should be committed. So if you said you'll be there, if you can't, you should let them know ahead of time. And you should either reschedule or say, this is what we're going to do. And what are you doing this week? Still holding them accountable if you can't have that call. But just missing or not showing up, if your accountability partner is doing that, this is not about you. This is about them. And clearly, they don't really want to be held accountable, or they wouldn't keep missing and they wouldn't blow you off. So this gets hard, because some people just don't look for someone else, or they take it personally. So I want you to know, you've got to find someone, you've got to be willing to show up and work hard, right? And you've got to find someone who's willing to show up and work hard and inspires you to show up and work hard. So you see how it's a circle? Like, you both have to be holding each other accountable, because we're always going to have the weeks, guys, where things happen, right? Like, emotions get in the way, things get in the way, events get in the way, right? We all have that. But accountability partner has to point out that if you really want this goal or you really want this thing, you still need to be showing up even when times get hard or even when things are frustrating or whatever. So this is also complicated, because if somebody's not showing up for you, then they're not your person, and go find someone else that will show up for you and help you move forward. So one of the last pitfalls, you guys, I see a lot, is keeping it positive. When I'm coaching, I see so many people get caught up in the negative and head down this downward spiral, right, with that person. You guys, negativity is easy. It's the easiest thing for our brains to do, right? To sit there and be like, well, I can't do that because of this, or that all bad things happen to me, or everything, you know, that is an easy mindset to have. A hard one is to be able to say, I'm frustrated and I'm sad, but how can I handle this better? How can I turn this positive? What can I do to find a way around this? That is where the gold comes in, guys. You got to find somebody who, when you're kind of thinking negative, they can turn it around and say, all right, that's true. This ABC isn't the best scenario. This isn't great, but what can we do to make it great? Or what can we do so it doesn't feel so bad, right? That is what a good accountability partner will do. And again, just like in the last one, where you're going to have times you don't want to show up because life gets in the way, you're going to have times you're negative and they're going to have times they're negative, but you can't go down that path with them. And I've seen it time and time again where somebody's very positive and they get on the phone with a negative accountability partner and all of a sudden they're not working. They're not doing their things. They're just complaining and nobody's getting anything done and no one's holding anyone accountable. So you guys, I really need you to keep an eye out for that. You really got to watch. And if you need to take a minute, okay, 1 minute, you got 1 minute setting a timer. You tell me everything that's going on that's frustrating you, 2 minutes, whatever it is. Then you say, okay, I get all of that. I see where you're coming from. Now let's, what are we going to do in spite of all that? Or what are we going to do to make all that better? Okay. So you guys, one of the key things with having an accountability partner is monitoring it. It is so easy to slip into friendship, skipping, or negativity. Those are three pitfalls all the time that I see with accountability partners. So I want to make sure you're evaluating your progress. Always watch and make sure that you are doing the things, because I'll even tell you another one, another story. When my friend Rachel, who's my accountability partner, we got our, you know, we're very close. We have a really good friendship. And for a while, we would say, okay, when we get off the phone, we're doing ABC, right? And then, like I said, in the beginning, she was the one that we were like, well, if we don't do it, we can't talk. Well, we'd still get on the phone and talk. So we weren't using that as like an accountability. But then we said, okay, we can't keep going this way. What can we do? So we now take a half hour right after that call, like after we talk and catch up and decide what we're going to do, where we stay on the phone and we do the things, right? We get everything done that we can do that we don't need to be, we don't need our phone to make a phone call. And then we hang up and we make those phone calls and everything's done by the time we get off the phone so that the next day we can do the same thing. So do you see how that little tweak in our accountability relationship changed our trajectory completely? Because we were letting each other off the hook and we were not following through with the, we can't talk if we don't do this. But then when we stayed on the phone together, yeah, it might be silent sometimes or whatever, but we also bounce ideas off each other. Like, oh, you know, I'm going to ask this person to have a party. And then all of a sudden the other person's like, oh yeah, I have somebody like that, that might want to have a party. Or I remember a host that loved that. So you guys, it's really important to monitor, watch these things and make sure, because if you are letting friendship let you off the hook, if you are skipping because you're not getting the things done, or your accountability partner is, or you're going down the negative train, it is a toxic accountability partnership and you're not going to get anywhere. So I hope you guys take something away from this. And the major thing is, I hope you're always evaluating your accountability partner. And when things aren't going well, figure out something different, change it up, find a different way to hold each other accountable, because I promise you, it can be what makes or breaks your business by having someone who shows up for you and is as excited about your wins as you are and holds your feet to the fire so that you do those things you really want to do. Because the easiest thing, you guys, is to not do it. We know that. Our brains would love it if we just laid around, stayed safe, and did nothing uncomfortable. But we do not want to do that, because we are going to thrive, guys. That's what we're going to do. So you guys, I would love for you to come to the Facebook page, tell us about what you're looking for an accountability partner, or if you have one, things that you've done to really keep on the path of positivity, keeping accountability, and holding each other to the goals. So please come and share that in the group. And you guys, until next week, when Yo Adrian talks, realize the power is within you.